Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. The suspect involved in a pursuit with law enforcement in North Iowa has died after crashing his vehicle. The Iowa State Patrol says the chase in Winnebago County ended around 10 o'clock last night at the intersection of Highway 69 and 212th Avenue west of Lake Mills. Troopers say the driver of a 2005 Lincoln LS was actively fleeing law enforcement when the car failed to negotiate a curve, went into the ditch, and rolled over. The driver was ejected from the vehicle and died as a result of the wreck. The name of the driver has not been released pending notification to family. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office and Lake Mills Police, Fire, and Ambulance also assisted at the scene. The woman who won the Iowa-based World Food Prize last fall has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Heidi Kuhn founded a nonprofit called Roots of Peace in 1997. It works to remove landmines and restore ground ravaged by war so it can be used as ag land. The head of a group in Azerbaijan nominated Kuhn for the Nobel Peace Prize. Kuhn recently visited the country to launch a pilot project to clear an estimated 1.5 million landmines and revive an area where vineyards used to flourish. I'm O.K. Henderson.
At last October's World Food Prize ceremony in Des Moines, Kuhn said she intended to use the $500,000 that came with the award to work on removing landmines in Ukraine. The 2024 Nobel Peace Prize will be announced this October. Norman Borlaug, a Cresco native who was awarded the 1970 Nobel Peace Prize for his work in improving crop production, helped found the World Food Prize 38 years ago. Speaking of food, it was the return of Bacon Fest last Saturday at New Hampton Heartland Days, with Leander Reichs making his plate of bacon disappear the fastest to win the title.
I didn't really have a strategy. One of the other contestants, he watched a video. So then we all watched the video beforehand, and this guy wasn't chewing much, and we knew we couldn't do that. So, yeah, I was going into it. I was winging it.
For his win, Reichs received 10 pounds of bacon. With temperatures pushing into the upper 80s, around 90 this week, Christina Carlton says the Carnegie Cultural Center in New Hampton is offering a great opportunity to cool off for free.
Some say ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. So we are making some ice cream at the Carnegie Cultural Center. Make your own homemade ice cream on June 14th, and it's from 10 to 11.
Find more details at Carnegie Cultural Center, New Hampton, Iowa on Facebook. Tomorrow night on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA. It's a Charles City baseball doubleheader. The Comets at New Hampton. Broadcast time 4:40 with the Mills Incorporated pregame show. First pitch for Game 1 at 5 o'clock. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on KCHA. Also available online at kchanews.com.